Okay, welcome everyone. Officially, here we are, believe it or not, day number 5 in our Tibetan karma. And quite an important day today. Quite an important day because it gives us an opportunity to look at the first time, to look at all the elements together in our body, in our self-regulation mode. And really a true freedom to experiencing and recognizing the elements inside the body. Make sure that you begin the meditation today from a standing up posture. So if you are sitting down, I would ask you to kindly stand up. Your eyes are closed. And begin listening to your body. If you begin listening to the body, you will recognize the different types of sensations. The different types of signals that your body will guide you into. And whatever the sensation is, what I'd like you to do right now is instead of initiating the elements and the sensations as we did before, I would like you to recognize the elements and the sensations. To literally try and gauge what kind of element, what kind of sensation am I having inside? Excellent. So as you do, what we will be doing is we're going to start from a standing up posture, as I've said, for those who are just coming in. We're going to start scanning the body from the top, from the head. And as we scan it from the head, make sure that you don't miss any part of the body. We're going to take the body from the top all the way down to the feet. And we're going to scan each and every part of the body from the surface level as well as from within. And as we do, I want you to notice and recognize what specific type of elements are expressed in the sensations in the body. Sounds simple. It's a little bit challenging, maybe even. Make sure two things happen. You don't try too hard. And recognize that our work is not about sensing the sensations, but it's about freeing ourselves to sense, freeing ourselves to notice, freeing ourselves to observe. So let us begin. Pay mental attention to your head, all the way from the top of your head. Scan your body down, scan the skeletal level, scan the white matter in your brain. What are you feeling as you're scanning? First of all, is it easy to do that? If it's not easy, it's excellent because that means it needs a little bit more attention. It needs a little bit more freedom to notice. Attention doesn't mean work hard. It's literally the opposite. literally stepping back. Beautiful. And in the background, what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to help energetically to give you that experience. Excellent. Is it pressure that you're feeling? Is it lightness that you're feeling? Is it coolness? Is it heat? Is it movement? Is it liquidity of movement? Is it a combination of any of those? And when you notice it, continue paying attention to that sensation. Continue paying attention to that sensation. And see it change. See it evolve somehow. Excellent. Keep going down. Keep going down. And to keep observing. Some thoughts can arrive. Some images. You know how already to catch those thoughts, to catch those images, name them, frame them, and go back to the body, go back to the same area. Make sure you don't miss any area in the body. As you go down the head and the neck, take your time. The question usually that I receive is how long should I be paying attention to each area? Well, sometimes it takes longer and because it's not that simple to scan the entire body. But take your time. We're going to take about 15 minutes or so to be scanning the body from now. So take your time. Don't hurry. And notice each of the elements. If you don't notice them, you may recognize it through movement, through the air. You may recognize it through temperature change. It will be fire, of course. You may recognize it through liquidity of some sort or sensation of yourself becoming smaller or bigger than the room you're in, or a sensation of growth of some sort. That would be water. Or a sensation of discomfort, of heaviness or lightness. That would be earth. And then you'll have the combinations of all of them in each area. Now you're scanning each of you is scanning in your own speed, so it's hard for me to follow through with you. I want you to be free to scan at your own speed. And then when you get down to the feet and you scan the feet, if you have done it fast enough for one reason or another, didn't pay that much attention inwards into the organs and the systems, then scan back from the feet up into your experience. That would be the next step. Very good. I'm going to raise the energy a little bit higher. Just notice the conversation in the mind and make sure you catch it. Excellent. I'll give you some time. Excellent. More freedom. More trust in your own self and your own experience. there's a reason why we should not miss any area of the body. The reason is that we have to be very objective, very neutral to the experience itself. So it doesn't create additional agitation of attachment. Because very often, what do? Very often we pay more attention to the area of the body which we feel that either we like and we want to strengthen it, like the brain or our heart or, you know, whatever area of your body that you seem to take a liking on, and then you create a certain attachment to that. Or you do the opposite. Or let's say you have an area in the body that you know needs more help, and you do more work there than any other area. And by that, you isolate it, you separate it. You, no matter if you love something too much or you feel sorry for something too much, or you isolate it from the rest of the energy, and your response to it becomes unhealthy. So we need to be diligent and equal to all areas of the body and not miss even one. Most of the work today will be very internal, internally driven. Finally, we are ready. We're looking for inner wisdom. The moment of thought surfaces, recognize it, name it, frame it, and go back to the body, to the same place where you left off. Continue scanning, continue experiencing. if for some reason you've managed to scan from the top down every organ, every system, inside, outside, and then from the bottom up, do it again from the top down with more patience. Sensations change. Recognize the different elements as you go down or up the body. Recognize how they work together. And take your time, be patient. It's not a race. It's not about the sensation. It's not about the experience itself. It's about the mindset in the experience. It's about that that awakens the next step. It's about that that awakens another level of experience. You're doing great. recognize the elements, the movement of your body is the air element. You will find soon associations of the experience of the elements and the thoughts that arise. You'll soon find the association between the different element and the body part, or the body, the bone, or liquid, or gas, or where does it settle? Characteristics of the sensations. Remember, the goal is to bring the old karma, to stop creating new agitations. And by that, going deeper inside and bringing the old ones up, noticing them, framing them, and looking where they came from, frees them and gives us the ability to clear our mind and clear our heart. Something interesting you will notice also. There is something that happens between the movements and the postures, between your recognition of sensation. Something happens in between them. And what happens in between is something that's rarely spoken of. It is the true moment of receiving for yourself. This is the moment in between the thought, in between the movement, in between the sounds or images. That's the moment of receiving new energy. Realize that every single moment influences your karma. Every single moment. When you're meditating right, you stop generating new limitations for yourself. Be it in the body, which later express an emotion and thought. And the moment you stop generating new karma, then and only then, your old stuff is starting to be generated to the surface. This is the fruit of your old karma. And as you become more and more familiar with these four elements and our work, you will notice that something unpleasant happens inside, right away something unpleasant shows in your life. But that unpleasant is rising inside of you, within you first. And only then something arises outside. You'll begin to notice that. And the same you will also notice before something pleasant is happening in your life. Something pleasant, some pleasant sensation arises within you. But the goal is not to bring either the pleasant or the unpleasant. The goal is to eliminate all the seeds that were planted. So the seeds were the anger. And you plant that seed of anger and you feel that heat. And when it arises, it will also feel like heat, fire element. So really the sensations are either the karma of the now that you're creating or the karma of the past. All the reason for sensation. And often what we do is we keep reacting to them more and more, and as we react to them, we create more and more seeds and discomfort. And now what we're able to do is literally smile to these sensations, recognizing their impermanence. All you do is ask yourself, how long would this last? Does he feel that heat or feel that movement or heaviness or lightness or coolness? And then it passes away, layer by layer. The old karma will rise and pass away. Ultimately, we reach certain level of freedom, step by step. But no one can do it for you. It has to be generated by your own practice. I can inspire, raise energy, make the practice possible, but you have to do it inside. Those people who have no self-recognition, they're either very, very ill and they're below survival level or at the survival level but don't have self-recognition. For those people, it's possible to help them more. But the moment you have your own self-recognition, the more you are becoming responsible for your own, for yourself, that has to do with growing up process as well as with conscious mental state. It's almost similar to how our law works, you know, our judgment works in law, you know, where you are you responsible for your own action? If you're not, then you're not guilty, right? If you're a juvenile, you don't get the same punishment as an idol. Same, very similar, came from there. Came from those ancient writings. We make judgments externally the same way. But self-inflicted impairment is not forgiven, right? Everything we're doing right now is from the inside, from within, through something that is called living wisdom. Not mere knowledge and understanding, not mere belief, but experiential. So we're scanning the body, right? From the top down to the feet, from the feet up to the top, to the top of the head. Excellent. Relax even more. Trust your body. Trust it to give you the signal that you need. Call that signal out to yourself. Ah, this was air. Oh, this is water. My boundary. Or sensation of liquidity inside. I've had quite impressive sensations happen, and but it's not necessary. Sometimes you begin with the harder sensations, the more obvious, and then you begin noticing the not so obvious sensation. And they too become obvious. Opening room for the not so obvious ones again. For those who know, when I do a diagnosis, I use different colors to indicate the intensity of the sensations inside, or ailment. And sometimes ago, I used to mark, you know, from red to blue to green. And then I stopped marking the greens and the blues. I just left the red. that I realize that most people are not even aware of the slight sensation. And if I mark it, they will kindly disagree. And I sense it, but they don't. So I stopped. I only marked the open and closed. And only in a few cases, I would indicate the different colors. Excellent. Keep scanning the body. Be more patient with every scan. Go deeper in each organ or system. Recognize the element. Try and sense the different elements that influence. Catch the thought. See if you could recognize the type of a thought that arose from that element and went back to the body. Soon you're going to be very familiar with them. It will become second nature. It will give us an opportunity to take it to another level. But while doing that, you're working with living wisdom. And it really gives you quite an incredible insight. It's your own experience. Excellent. You're doing very good. Be patient. Be diligent. Let it work inside. You're doing very well. We have about 5 minutes left. And I would like, in those 5 minutes, for you to recognize the different stages of our meditation, the different stages of acquiring the wisdom within. And there are really 4 stages. First stage is really the inner sounding of a command or of the intent, formulating the intent. Sometimes it's an inner key that is obvious. Sometimes it's the key that is more general, like paying attention to the element. Could have phrased this as a more specific key, like we did with each element. So that's the first stage. The second stage is the reflection, observation in the body. The inner observation with your inner mind of their different elements, of the different sensations, and how they affect you. The first is the sounding of the inner key, of the inner command, of showing the intention, clear intention, turning on that. Light. Then, reflecting, observing in the body. Number two. Number three, we literally share. You know, Tibetans say we share with the gods of the elements, of the four elements. We share our thoughts. We share our movement, through thoughts. We share, express our images, our posture, our sound. So that's stage number three. And stage number four is the receiving for ourselves. And those happen in the moments in between the sharing. We share, we receive, we share again, we receive. And it is in between the moments of thought, in between the moments, between the movements, in between the sounds that we may sound, may express, or the images that we create, and right in between, we receive back. We receive back that wisdom, that energy for that creates an inner wisdom. It changes everything. So four stages. One, we sound the inner command. Show the clear intention. Second, we reflect. Observe the body. The third, we share our thoughts, our movements, our images, express it, postures and sound. And number four, it's derived from the sharing, right? If you don't share the thought, the movement, an image, a posture, a sound, you don't receive. So it's a give to receive time. Number four is the receiving for yourself. And then the cycle begins again. Quite an interesting formula. And if you look at everything we do, if it's working, it has to have that formula in it. If it's working in a higher level. So our agitations are leaving as they came, like an uninvited guest. They also leave the moment we turn the light on in the room. Just like darkness disappears naturally, they escape. But at the time that they escape, they give the thoughts, the movements, the images, the postures, the sounds. We give them, we share them, and in return, we receive for ourselves. We're done for today, for day number five. But if you have a few more moments, I encourage you to stay in this energy a little bit longer. Some of you came a little late, and that would help. All you need to do is to begin from a standing posture if you need. Scan the body from bottom, from top to bottom, not leaving anything behind. Recognize the four steps of giving that internal command, being clear on the command that you're giving. Scanning the body, recognizing and internalizing, expressing it in thought and movement. Now you see how relevant those thoughts, emotions are that are formulated. And then, of course, you will receive something new, something valuable for this moment. Scan the body, each organ, each system throughout, from the top to the bottom of your feet, and then rise back again on the skin level, on the bone level. Anything that you are able to be guided into, but make sure not to miss any part of the body on the outside or the inside without scanning it. Great energy. This is our Tibetan Karma, day number 5, bringing everything together, 4 steps, the 4 elements. Until next time, thank you. And of course, your reflections, right? Don't forget them. They're important. It would be quite interesting to see how the reflections change with each day. And this is why it was so important to struggle in the beginning. And so no matter what you did yesterday, make sure that you do it today. Until next time.